Welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast.
Everyone has at least one good story.
And some of us have stories that are just to the left of normal.
We're interested in the ones that push the boundaries of what we can perceive.
Stories that defy explanations.
Stories with an air of mystery.
Stories we might not share.
For fear of being thought of differently.
But don't worry. We're all friends here. So, what's your weird story?
Hello, welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast. I'm your host, Barry Johnston, with my co-host, Mr. Adam Beebe.
Hey, Barry, how's it going?
Good, good. Adam and I have been friends for a long, long time, and we put together a pretty cool idea for a podcast, and it's about, you know, sharing weird stories that happen to you in your life. And when we first started to talk about doing this podcast, the first person that popped into my mind was a really good friend of mine named Ryan Joyce. I've known Ryan for probably about 9 or 10 years now, and he and I play music together. He's a drummer. He's super, super talented, incredible player. And he's always got just the craziest stories. And so on our long journeys together, you know, passing time in the van, he would just tell me these crazy stories. And I just always thought, man, there's got to be a way for us to bring these to the world. So I just thought, what a great avenue to go down and get him on this thing.
Well, you know, Barry, drummers tend to have or be the star of really good stories.
Yeah. Some of them at their own peril.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. If you've ever been in a band, you know, or known a band, you know, been close friends with bands, it's usually the drummers are usually the kid that couldn't sit still in middle school.
Yeah, that's
where it goes. The drummers are the ones who have no attention span. All forms of attention deficit disorder that you could probably have, yeah. You know, but that's what makes them so good about drumming, yeah, because they're always, you know, with their hands,
very special.
Their brains go and all that anyway. And I am not a drummer.
It's a very special mind that takes to be a great drummer.
So I have a lot of respect for drummers. I mean, you know, and the band I was in, we didn't even have a drummer. We couldn't handle it. So. We all had to take turns being the wild one.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I'd say between the singers and the drummers are the most difficult people to get along with, for sure.
For sure. Also, on the other side of the coin, the most agreeable and like friendly people to get along with, easily to get along with, but trouble.
So. Yes. but anyway, so we brought him on. I hope you guys are into some ghost stories because that's kind of the road we're going to travel down.
Yeah, I'm excited for these stories because you gave me a little bit of the background, but these are going to be fresh to my ears, and I'm very excited.
So, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. So without further ado, let's welcome Ryan Joyce.
All right, how's it going, guys?
Good.
All right, man.
So weird stories, huh?
Yeah, weird stories. You want some weird stories?
Yeah, okay, what's your weird story?
Well, when I was a kid, I lived in a small town in Northern California, and my parents bought this house. It was super cheap. They didn't know why it was so incredibly cheap, but come to find out, they called it the Haunted House of Orland. And so, so that was great for me to find out as a young boy in Northern California. And so pretty much from that point on, actually, I think I just had a lot of experiences in the house, like, you know, wrought iron windows that do not open would start opening on by themselves, you know, in the middle of the night. Or, you know, we had animals. My brother had these animals, and like you'd have like a, he might have, a, you know, a little pet, you know, snake or whatever would disappear with locked, you know, cages, stuff like that. Just really weird stuff like that. I remember waking up one night and I had a nightmare, and I walked into the hallway and I started talking to what I thought was my sister, walking away from me down the hallway. She was dressed in a white gown, black, long black hair. She's walking down the hallway and I'm like yelling at her, "Hey, you know, Karen, I just had a bad dream, I had a nightmare, you know, blah, blah, blah." Well, she turned, didn't say anything, turned, and her face went into the wall, and I flipped out. I jumped on my parents.
What?
I'm trying to wake up my parents, and I'm like, "We need to get the hell out of this house. There's ghosts here. We need to leave. We need to get out of here." It was crazy.
I started getting goosebumps before the turned around, and her face went into the wall.
She turned this way, like really slow, and just went like my hand is going into the just like that. Her face kind of went like that into the wall.
Wow. You come from a fairly big family, right? So
I'm the youngest of seven.
Okay, so you got a big family. So you're talking about waking up. It very could have been a sister, a relative in the hallway, but when it walks into the wall.
Well, I mean, it was
your sister didn't do that often, did she? She didn't walk in the wall on as a regular thing.
No. And it would have made a lot more. It would have made a lot more noise. It was what's crazy is that she was, I mean, clear as day. It was a woman walking down the hallway, walking away from me. And when I was talking to her like it was my sister. I thought it was my sister. And she just turned. She turned into the wall, and her face went into the wall, and I flipped out. I went into my parents' room, dove on them, and woke both of them up. Just freaking out, jumping on them, trying to get them to wake up. And they're like, "Oh, go back to bed. You had a bad dream." And I'm like, "No, I had a bad dream, and I woke up and I saw that. Like, that just happened, and we need to get the hell out of here." And I hated that house. It was a beautiful home. It was a great home, but it was like the old, it was built just a long time ago. It was like a 100-year-old house. Had the vault, had the ceilings that were 10 to 11 feet high, 12 feet high with the rounded edges, you know, all made out of concrete. We had situations where my dad, he bought this stove, and it's supposed to have shatterproof glass on the front of the stove. It was like 6 inches thick, 6 or 8 inches thick on the front of this, stove. And these guys had brought it in, dropped it off in the living room, and it was just on its own sitting there. And my dad was talking to the guy, and he's like, "Yeah, it's shatterproof glass, right? Yeah, it's shatterproof glass, blah, blah, blah." Well, the guy leaves, and the next morning, it's got a crack all the way across the glass, like from one corner to the next. Wow. And I'm talking like cracked through, dude, like intense. I've had other situations in a house where, the kitchen at night, the cabinets would just start slamming, you'd hear the cabinets just opening and shutting. And
really? Did anybody else?
Oh yeah.
My
sisters had heard some things, and my sister, one day she said she came home and saw two, what looked like, homeless men sitting on the couch down in the basement, and they just kind of faded away. They disappeared.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. And we found, my dog used to dig in this corner in the basement, and she would find all this. There was like all this money, this old money that was buried down there. So we'd find like old coins and old dollar bills, and like they had jars full of these coins. And we'd find bones of like chicken bones and like different like larger bones down there, like in the crawl space, like in between the bottom of the house and the
where the
cement came up. Dude, it was just a weird house. It was a weird, very weird house. Sounds, it was strange.
So that's a lot right there.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's cool. Okay, it's cause, like when you said the with the cabinets in the kitchen and everything, as soon as you said that, Barry and I both at the same time just like bugged out. Like both of our jaws dropped and everything. And then like just the two old guys, the two homeless looking guys I wonder if like what was going on in the house. What was the history of that house? Before
the history, from what I understand, apparently the lady was this is what I was told when I was a young kid. I remember somebody telling me about the history of it. I don't know. I never looked into it, but they said that the lady was like a witch in that she had this daughter that had Down syndrome and she never let her daughter outside the confines of the yard of the house. And so there was like these vines that were, that she had growing around the house. And it was a trip, man. The house, I just went by it today. I just went by the house today to look at it. The front of it looks like the Amityville House Horror, dude. I'm serious. The front of the house, it's a yellow house. It's got seashells imprinted on the outside of the house. It's all made out of concrete. The entire house is concrete. On the front door, it's a rounded door in the front, and it's got a moon on the door, and it's always been that same door. That door has never left. Wow. It's got a, like a moon, a glass, moon thing on the door. It's just a really, it was just a really strange house. I was just glad to get out of it when I was a kid.
How old were you at that time?
I want to say I was 7 when I left.
Okay.
So I was probably, actually when I got there, I think I was 7, and when we left, it was probably, 8 or 9.
Sure.
Something like that.
You're pretty pure and unadulterated at that time.
Yeah, I mean, things just started to happen, and there was nothing, I didn't want them to happen, it just happened.
Sure.
I
don't know what I would do if I walked downstairs right now and my cabinets were slamming shut, like, I don't know what I would do. And I'm 42
years
old.
It was scary, dude. I'm telling you. I was, it wasn't fun for me. My brother would sleep. I'd try to wake him up when something was going on and he would not wake up. That dude was like just a brick. I couldn't wake him up. I remember one more story about that house. My sister Marie and I, we were, on the other, we had these French doors. And so all the doors in the house had, like, the crystal doorknobs and everything, you know what I mean? Like, the old school, like, crystal doorknobs. And they had these French doors, and we had an upright piano up against the French doors, and on the other side was a couch. Well, my sister and I were sitting on the couch. She was, like, just hanging out with me that night, and there was nobody home. Everybody's gone. And we went over and we were playing the piano and we were playing The Entertainer. She was showing me The Entertainer on the piano.
Right.
And so I learned how to play The Entertainer, and then we went and sat down on the couch. And when we sat down on the couch, we started hearing The Entertainer being played badly. We're like, okay, that's gotta be my brother. He's playing a trick on us. You know, it's gotta be, you know, there's nobody home. You know what I mean? There's nobody there. So we both walked around, like slowly walked around the thing and looked around the corner and I physically saw one of the keys go down, and it was as if somebody had pushed the key down and looked over and just lifted up, because the key went down and then it came back up. It made that dish noise, you know what I mean?
Whoa.
But there was nobody there. I mean, we looked under the piano, everything. There was nobody there.
Wow.
It was a creepy house, man.
Sounds like it.
Did any of your siblings, did they have any experiences on their own that you know of? Outside of just the ones with you?
That one that my sister had, that when she went downstairs and saw the two guys sitting on the couch, she told me about that. I don't know about many others. I just remember having, seeing, you know, experiencing a lot there.
That's crazy, man.
I know my buddy, I had a buddy that lived across the street, and I remember we were talking one day, and there was nobody home. We were off school, but the high schools hadn't closed yet. Nobody was out of school yet from the high schools or anything. So my sisters and brothers were, you know, weren't home. And we're just sitting there having a conversation, and all of a sudden we both stopped and looked. And there's a lady looking through. So the window on the front of the house is like this big, like big window, big open window. It's a big plate glass window, basically.
Big bay window.
Yeah, yeah. And so the curtains were pulled aside like this, and her face was in the curtains, and her hair was really long and black. So both of her hands were on either side of her face, but I saw the long hair, and I looked over. We're looking right across the street. And I look back at my buddy and I said, I'm staying at your house tonight, dude. And he goes, yeah, I think you are. I think you're going to stay here tonight.
Wow.
I mean, it was just a crazy house, man. I was just glad to get out of there.
Do you think that was the lady who you saw in the hallway, maybe, with the long black hair?
I mean, it's possible. She looked older than that. I mean, but she wasn't like, she wasn't really old. I mean, she looked older than that, but not
right.
that old. So, but
well,
I don't know my sister, any of my sisters or anything like that. Nobody was home. Nobody was there. So
that's insane. And you said how people, the local legend was that there was a woman who was a witch that lived there.
Right.
And you hear that a lot, a woman who's, who lives on her own, she's old and she's by herself and she's not social or anything like that. It's kind of every town's pretty much got one of those. But the thing to me that points out that maybe there may be some validity to that is like the weird random bones in the basement.
No kidding.
That animal bones or what have you, down there. And also the buried money. Too, because that could be some kind of like, ceremonial kind of like spell or something like that.
I have no idea, man. My dog would do every time my dog went down there, she was digging in that corner.
Yeah.
Like she would dig as far, like would not stop digging.
Wow.
There were experiences where I think a hamster was taken out of the cage, and it was still locked, and it was found shoved in the heater vent. Stuff like that, like really weird stuff. I mean, it was just a freaking freaky house, man. I remember I came home from I came home from school one day and I was watching like Scooby-Doo or whatever I was doing. I was watching, just sitting on the where the bay doors were in front of the couch on the ground watching TV. And my dog Sarah started barking at the door next to me. And I'm like, what's going on? I mean, you could see into the hallway. There's nobody there. And she was just, going to town. She was barking at this thing like somebody was in the house. And all of a sudden, I see the doorknob, that old, ancient, like 100-year-old doorknob, just go, chick, chick, and it opened. The door started opening. Dude, I jumped up and ran out, broke the freaking side of the door. I broke the door off going out of the house. I broke.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Hey, listen. So
my dog was still barking, and it was crazy.
So you say that those were those old crystal style doorknobs, right?
Yes.
So I have
really hard to kind of open.
So I'm just saying this. I have firsthand experience with the dark arts, as it were, and whether you believe in it or not. The people that are participating in those types of things, your crystals and your objects contain an energy, okay? And they contain that energy naturally, but also contain that energy as they meditate on things and hold an object or make it be what they want it to be. They make it represent what they want to make it represent. And it may not be real to you or to somebody else, but that thing is very real and can do strange things like hold other energies. Do you know what I mean? So like it can create this sort of weird, and I'm a fairly grounded person, man. I don't believe in a bunch of horse crap.
Hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus stuff. But I've seen with my own eyes.
I know you very well, and I know that to be true.
Yeah. So when you say that, I'm saying, there could be a lot to that. And if there was a lady there that was sort of orchestrating her, because a lot of people that believe in that stuff, man, a lot of it's innocent. A lot of it's just, people trying to make their lives work. You know what I mean? But the thing is that, you being somebody that walks into that, they could have been drawing in other energies that they weren't aware of at the time. And then you're a young kid, and you know how that goes. Young kids are very perceptive to those types of things.
Yeah, they're much very more
sensitive,
open.
Yeah. Very sensitive.
Open to ideas and things that we, and you can blame it on imagination, but you can also say that as adults, because we don't have that kind of openness and that kind of imagination still running wild, most of us, some of us still have it in various ways. But you know, with kids have it, and that's that eye. It's almost like, you know, like that, like they have like a third eye or something, mm-hmm. a way to where they perceive a little bit, you know, and they're more readily to, you know, I get, you know, I'm running around the same thing, but they're just open to believe,
yeah.
you know,
yeah, so. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's not so much going on in your life, and maybe you're, you know, more perceptive to stuff. I mean, I don't know. It's, all I can say is that house, where there's something definitely
sure.
wrong there.
Sure.
Because it wasn't, I mean, it didn't seem like, I mean, there was menacing things that happened, like the whole hamster thing in the heater vent, or, and I don't know all the story about that. It was just something I heard about from, you know, my family members or whatever. But, you know, as far as the shattering of the glass of the stove, I mean, that was just strange. It was like, this is shatterproof glass, is what the guy said in the house while we were, you know, my dad had brought this thing in, and, you know, these other guys that like brought it into the living room, they were just having a casual conversation about it, and the next day the thing is cracked.
Yeah, it's
crazy. Yeah, you can.
Like, it's a 6 or 8 inch piece of glass. You know, it wasn't on. There's nothing in the stove. There's no heat.
Yeah, you could blame that. You could say, oh, well, you could logic that out and say, oh, well, there was some kind of a flaw in the glass that wasn't seen. But, you know, they get tested at the where they're produced, and you could say, well, you know, something was wrong and it was cracked. That was, you know, and the heat, you know, once you turned it on, it's when it expanded, and that's when the crack happened. But, you know, that doesn't seem like that was the case. You know, there was definitely other elements.
So get this. I'm starting to remember some stuff. Like in high school, a girl came up to me, and I knew that she lived in that house. So her family bought the house. And I'm sitting there talking to her, and I said, so have you seen anything yet? Have you experienced anything? And she said, no, what are you talking about? I said, dude, that place is haunted. Like, straight up, that place is like one of the most haunted places I've ever experienced in my life. And she's like, no, I've never experienced anything. And so she comes running up to me the next day, and she goes, Ryan, she goes, you know, I got to tell you this. I said, what's up? She goes, well, I came home yesterday after we had that conversation. She was sitting on the kitchen table, you know, sitting at the kitchen table, and she was having her afternoon cup of coffee. And all of a sudden she started thinking about what I was talking about. And she said that her coffee cup slid about 5 or 6 inches across the table.
Whoa.
And she said she checked for moisture. She checked for, you know, different things that were like, you know, different elevations or anything. And she couldn't, you know, she couldn't find anything. So she didn't know what to say about it. But I go, I told you, man, I straight up, I'm telling you, that place is like no joke. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's legit. And so after that, she was like, you know, I believe you. You know what I mean? I believe you experienced stuff. So, that's yeah, her crazy. Mom came up to me, and her mom came up to me later, said she saw lights in the house and all this other stuff.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Really kind of weird stuff. Like, if I go there, that's super weird, because she was talking about having a needle stuck in her head, like by something. And her son said that the moon, like the next morning, that the moon from outside was super bright last night, like stuff, like weird stuff, like alien type stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was, you know, that's what her mom said to me in a Walmart. When I saw her, yeah.
Hey, Barry. You know what we need?
What's that?
We need all our friends and listeners to go and rate and review us the highest possible of all those things on all their podcast providers. iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, whatever. You know them all. You listen to them all, or at least one of them. So go, please go. Give us all the stars, all the thumbs up, all the hearts, all the love, great reviews, so we can grow our audience and more people can add and contribute to not only the stories, but to the listening and being part of this huge community that we are going to build. That's what we need.
Okay, so,
just a weird house.
Since I know you so well, I know the story about the fireman. Did the fireman story come out of that house, or was that a different...
No, it's totally separate. This is when I was living. I mean, I live in Oklahoma. And we're at my buddy's bachelor party. And I don't think my buddy even realizes. I don't think I ever told any of these guys that were there what happened to me, because it was extremely off-putting when it happened, and it was just strange. So no, it wasn't related to that house at all. And it's the first time I really saw something that, well, I shouldn't say the first time, but there's been other times, but this specific time it was like I was looking at you right now. I mean, it was so clear. But I was waking up like that night before, like we had a bachelor party for my buddy. And we just were at this house in Lawton, Oklahoma. And, we had a good time. I may have had one beer that night, and you know me, I'm not a huge drinker.
Yeah, Ryan Joyce is not a big drinker. So these stories are coming from a sober mind.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
We have to clarify.
We have to clarify, you know, because people will wonder. You say bachelor party, and you know they're thinking all sorts. Of things.
There were definitely people drinking there, but I wasn't one of them. So
I remember Barry's bachelor party, and
oh good lord, Adam saved me from.
Oh my god,
one for the books.
Definitely.
But so anyhow, I went to sleep that night. You know, I stayed there, and I laid back on a lazy boy recliner and just went to sleep. Well, the next morning I wake up and the sun was just coming up or something. There was like, you know, it was a little light. It was light outside. And I wake up and I look to my left, and there's a man sitting on the couch. And he's a very large man. He's got real chiseled features on his face. He had soot on his cheekbone, like on his face. He had a blonde mustache, real clean cut guy, but very chiseled, short blonde hair. And he's sitting there, and he's got his, it's like he's sitting like up on the couch like this, just looking right, like kind of past me. And he's got a helmet in his hand, and I can see, you know, he's a big guy. He had like a, I want to say it was a yellow fireman's outfit, but it had like, I think it had two stripes on his arms of silver that were like reflective, one. I can't remember. It was either one or two. And he's kind of sitting there, and I remember thinking, like, what am I dreaming this? Is this like a residual dream or something? Like, what's going on here? I'm looking at this man that's sitting on the couch. He's sitting there. I mean, I can see him sitting there, but I can see through him. And all of a sudden, he's looking kind of past me, and he looks right at me. And when he looks right at me, I straightened up, and I'm like, okay, I didn't see this. You know what I mean? I'm like trying to like reason myself away from the fact that I just saw something. And I turned back and looked at him, and he was still looking at me, but then he looked down at the couch, and there was a kid that was sleeping on the couch. And I had this impression that he didn't know where he was initially, and that he had just died, and that he thought that was his kid on the couch. And so he was trying to figure out if that was his son on the couch, which sounds crazy, but... So anyways, he's sitting there looking at this kid that's on the couch, and then he kind of goes back and looks at me again, and I'm like, okay, I've had enough of this. It freaked me out, right? I look back, and he just kind of faded away. Ooh. It was like he just kind of just faded in the same spot, just disappeared, and he was no longer there. And so I got up, and I said, okay, I had a dream or something. There's a residual dream or something. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to go to the bathroom, and I'm leaving this place. So as I'm walking out the door, I hear these fire engines down at the end of the street going, I mean, blaring down at the end of the street. Well, I think it was like later that week, or maybe it was that night or that afternoon or the next day or something. It was in a short period of time. but there was a couple firemen that had passed away, and I don't know if it was there in Lawton or if it was in some other place in the country, but there were a couple people that died. And so it was just kind of like, it just freaked me out a little bit because, you know, I just experienced this situation that was extremely real to me. And all of a sudden, you know, the news reports say that a couple guys died or whatever, two or three people died in a you know, and they were firemen.
That's so wild.
Jeez. Yeah,
especially since when you went outside there, you heard the fire going off.
Well, they were down at the end of the street. They were going by. And I want to say it was like Sheridan Road or something that they were. I don't know exactly where we're at in town. I can't remember, but there was a main street, I think, that was down further, and I heard, you know, fire trucks going down in that direction. So, yeah, pretty strange.
Yeah, crazy,
man. And you never mentioned it to anybody there, never to the guy who was on the couch?
I don't think I mentioned it to anybody that day or anything. I think I just kind of kept it to myself for quite a while. I don't even know if some of the guys even would know what I was talking about, to tell you the truth. I don't know. I don't know if I've told anybody or not, but, you know, I've told my old guitarist that was there that night. But, you know, other people, I probably didn't say anything, but it was just it was very weird. It was like you could see the outline and the detail of everything, but you could see through that person.
Wow.
So it was really kind of strange, yeah.
Crazy.
And the fact that you say that he just, you know, he faded away rather than he just disappeared immediately.
Well,
like,
it wasn't like
in a dream. If you're in a dream or something, you know, it just... bam, it goes, because, you know, your brain automatically switches off to where, okay, I'm awake now or whatever, you know, or for the most part. But it doesn't do like that fade away kind of thing.
Right.
So. Yeah. And what was strange to me is that it was a good, I mean, it was an extended period of time. I mean, you know, when I woke up, you know, I saw everything as it was, like, I wasn't dreaming anything. I wasn't saying anything. When I looked to my left is when I saw him, and I'm like, who's this guy on the couch? I'm thinking, what is this guy doing on the couch? You know what I mean? And he all of a sudden he looks at me, and I, you know, when I look back like this, I was terrified. And I look back again. I mean, so within that time frame, it could have been 15, 20 seconds that, you know, I had this interaction with this person. And it wasn't like scary or anything after, you know, a second when I saw him look at what he thought was his son or whatever. You know, I got the thought, well, I wonder if this guy, you know, lived in this house or, you know, I'd like to, you know, I thought about doing research and trying to find out more about that house or more about, you know, the history of that house or, you know, whatever. But when I saw those news reports and there were a couple, you know, two or three firemen that had passed or whatever, I just thought that was really strange how close together that was. You know what I mean? It might've been that same day.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That's wild, man.
It was pretty interesting. Yeah.
That's great, man. What a trip. Well, man, hey, listen, man, I appreciate you taking your time to...
yes, thank you very much.
...to get together with us, man, and share your weird stories, man, you know?
Yeah.
Those were great.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And I know it sounds weird, but, I mean, you can't help certain things that have happened to you or whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's like, it's not your fault. It's like, you know, I've thought about that, and it's like, you know, yes, it was a strange situation. Yes, it happened, but there's nothing that I can do to change that. I mean, it's something that
it's an experience, man. You know,
it was an experience. Yeah, it was an experience in life, and absolutely. I believe in, you know, I believe in the afterlife. I believe in all that stuff. So, you know, I mean, you know me, and you know, I don't know, just strange experience.
Yeah.
I
mean, well, that's what this that's what this whole podcast is about, man. You know, just sharing. Cool. Everybody's got those weird stories, but some people don't want to talk about them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird for me to talk about it on a podcast. But,
no, it's good though.
I mean, it really is. I mean, it's kind of strange, but I don't care. I'm like, you know, I don't, you know, I'm pretty down to earth and grounded guy, I think. You know, it's, you know, I'm sure other people have had experiences similar to that. So, you know,
yes,
it's not a big deal to me.
Yeah, it's great. It's great, man. Well, thank you, dude. I appreciate you taking time, man. We'll let you go.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Go to dinner with your family, man.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Have a good night, guys.
Yeah. Take care, man.
Take care.
All right. All right, you. Bye.
Hey guys, don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms. We're very 21st century. We're on Instagram at What's Your Weird Story? That's WATSYER Weird Story. We're at Twitter. We're at What's Your Weird. We got a Facebook page. It's the What's Your Weird Story podcast Facebook page. Just remember that our your is your because we're folksy. And we also have a www.whatsyourweirdstory.com. That's www.whatsyourweirdstory.com. That's for all of your social media platforms. And those are ways you can contact us and set up an interview if you want to be part of the show. So look us up.
Wow. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah, dude. Wow.
I mean,
wow, indeed.
That's kind of. So I knew a little bit about what I've heard some of that stuff, but like never to that, you know, he sort of opened up a little bit more on that and told the wide scoping story.
Dude, there was so much there.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, there were times I was trying to slow him down because like, it was just like rapid fire and just giving us all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And that house, man, that house.
Yeah, man.
Freaky, man. Freaky. Yeah.
We have to get his sister on here.
We absolutely must.
You know, so that I think
we can do that.
We're going to work on that, and you know, and that's kind of what we're talking about now with these stories. You know, we're talking about whatever it is in your life that you feel is a weird, odd story. That's what we're looking for. You know, it doesn't have to fit in any certain category.
Yeah, we're not checking off a list.
Yeah, we just, you know, you got something weird, let's get it on the air, you know? That's what makes this podcast what it is. If we don't have the stories, we don't have a podcast, you know? So
yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we know that there's plenty of weird stories out there. So that's what we're here for. We're here to hear them, and that's the whole reason why we got this podcast.
Yeah, so please just get in touch with us. Let us know if you have a cool, weird story, and we'll make sure to get you on. Contact us through our email, and then we have all social media sites.
Yeah, let's get together and let's make podcast.
Absolutely. Until next time.
As always, if you have a weird story, we want to hear it.
If you have a lot of them, we want to hear them all.
We can't do this podcast without your invaluable contributions.
Whether it's sharing your stories,
listening,
rating,
and spreading the word about the podcast. Thanks for listening. Till next time, be safe.
Be weird.
The stories presented on the What's Your Weird Story podcast are, to our knowledge, true experiences that our guests have had. We can't take the time to research all claims made, and besides, it's just not as fun.